Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Pfeiffer here, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. It was an absolutely beautiful day here in Washington. And that's saying a lot considering the rampant corruption we have in this city. Well, I think I probably lost about half my audience last night. I went on an extended rant about Dr. Alan Keyes. I decided tonight I'm going to start calling myself Dr. Michael Collins Pfeiffer since, well, everybody calls Dr. Alan Keyes Dr. Alan Keyes. I talked to several people at the American Free Press office today, and I'm here to tell you, folks, I guarantee you they don't rush to listen to my program every night, but I did urge them to listen to last night's broadcast, because I think the message that I delivered last night was a very important message that the independent movement in America needs to hear. I'm going to start calling it the independent movement in America, not the patriot movement, not the nationalist movement. The independent movement, independent of the Jewish-controlled Republican and Democratic parties, the Jewish-controlled mass media, the Jewish-controlled think tanks, so-called, and the pressure groups that do the bidding of this crowd that generically and generally are known as the New World Order. The fact is, ladies and gentlemen, just to recap last night, the fact is that the Zionists, if you want to call them that, the Zionists are using Alan Keyes in an attempt to take over the independent movement in America. It's as simple as that. There's absolutely no question about it. And I'm warning you here and now, watch out for Dr. Alan Keyes. Well, Forward newspaper today has an article entitled, When the Last Survivor is Gone. Talking about, guess what, folks, Holocaust survivors. And, you know, my first reaction to that was, good riddance. Secondary thought, God be praised. Oh, I'm sure that'll upset a few people. Well, some very interesting things are happening right now, ladies and gentlemen, and I refer most specifically to the scandal enveloping millionaire Jewish congresswoman from California, Jane Harman, who was picked up on a National Security Agency wiretap talking to an Israeli spy. Ostensibly, it appears that she was engaged in some sort of backroom maneuver to try to get favorable treatment, maybe to get the Justice Department to drop the espionage charges against two Jewish lobbyists for AIPAC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee. It's a very interesting affair, ladies and gentlemen, and what makes it all the more interesting is the fact that former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez of the Bush administration is apparently implicated in the whole affair as well. So it's very, very interesting, folks. Basically what we have here is a member of Congress engaged in not only illicit influence peddling, but collaborating in treason. So yes, ladies and gentlemen, Jane Harman should be tried, and if convicted, she should be hanged by the neck until dead. She should be stretched at the end of a rope. Yes, I am saying that a Jewish congresswoman should be hanged if convicted of the charges of which she is clearly guilty. More when we come back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here. You know, the speaker of the Israeli Knesset, Reuven Rivlin, said that after he heard Dr. Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, give a fiery speech at the Durban conference, which actually is in Geneva, Mr. Rivlin said the world saw the return of Adolf Hitler. For his own part, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel said, we will not allow, listen to this, folks, we will not allow Holocaust deniers to perpetrate another Holocaust against the Jewish people. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, the Jews are going to strike out against Iran if the United States doesn't do it for them. They are going to attack Iran, ladies and gentlemen. And what's going to happen if they attack Iran? Iran is going to fight back. And then what's going to happen? The United States is going to get involved. It's as simple as that. The United States will get involved in defense of Israel. And all hell is going to break loose. It's going to be bloody. It's going to be scary, folks. We are dealing with a totally insane nation run by an insane group of people. And our own government has been so co-opted in so many ways, although there's a lot of good people in government, in the National Security Agency, in the FBI, in the CIA, in the diplomatic corps, in the military. They're getting fed up with this insanity. But we are being pushed to the brink, ladies and gentlemen. There's no question about it. When Israel and its advocates are referring to Dr. Ahmadinejad as the new Adolf Hitler, boy, it almost sounds like they could be patriot broadcasters who are always talking about Adolf Hitler. But when Israel is using this kind of rhetorical flourish, you know that they mean business. They take it very, very seriously, folks. And in case there's any doubt about the fact that we have a problem here, take a look at this brutality in Gaza conducted by the Israelis, not to mention the slaughter of the innocent caged animals in the Gaza Zoo. The Anti-Defamation League took a poll and said that 74% of American Jews who responded to the poll, 74% said they approved of what Israel did in Gaza. Only 17% disapproved. 70% of those polled felt that Israel's military actions in Gaza were appropriate. Only 23% labeled them excessive. So there is your figure, ladies and gentlemen. We often hear the refrain, well, it's not all Jews, and that's correct. But I think here we have a solid figure from one of the most respected Jewish organizations on the face of the planet, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith. They have revealed to us, according to their poll, 70% of the Jewish people are therefore enemies of America, because they are enemies of America as a consequence of their support for Israel's actions that have made enemies for America around the world because of the fact that the United States supports Israel. So if your friends confront you and say, oh, you're an anti-Semite, say, no, I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm only opposed to 70% of Jewish Americans, because those are the 70% who are the enemies of America. That's exactly what they are. Now, it's very, very interesting. J Street, which is kind of the liberal, they call it the liberal Jewish lobby for Israel. These are people who are critics of Israel who happen to be Jewish and who are not as hardline as the others, so they say. They did a similar poll, and they found out that 75%, according to their poll, 75% approved of Israel's Gaza campaign. So we are talking between 70 and 75% of the Jewish people in this country approve of what Israel did. That's a very scary figure, and thank God there are those 20 to 25% roughly who are sensible people who don't go along with this stuff. But the unfortunate thing, though, ladies and gentlemen, is that in the end, when Israel gets us into further trouble, especially if they attack Iran, there will be a backlash, and those innocent Jews will get caught up in it as well, along with the guilty 70 to 75% who support this insane country that is taking America down with it. There you go, folks. You wanted some figures, facts and figures. I've given you the figures. 70 to 75% of the Jewish people in this country can be counted as enemies of America, enemies of humanity itself. I'm just going by their figures. Don't get mad at me. Speaking of Adolf Hitler, have you ever seen Mel Brooks' film, The Producers? Been through two versions. Very entertaining film. You may recall that in that film, there's a song entitled Springtime for Hitler. Very amusing song. But I'll tell you what's even more amusing, what's very, very interesting. Many, many years ago, about 25 years ago, this totally unrelated story, ladies and gentlemen. It's just I just reminded reading about The Producers in a newspaper today. So you wonder where I'm going with this. I happened to be in a bar in New Orleans, wonderful place. I love New Orleans. I learned to drink in New Orleans, folks. I was in this bar with some friends, the bar is right off the Tulane campus down there. And consequently, if you know Tulane, it has a very large Jewish campus population. Many Jewish students from the Northeast go down south and go to school at Tulane. Well, this particular bar that we were in was filled with Jewish students from Tulane, and somebody put on the song Springtime for Hitler. The disc jockey put on that song from the producers. And I want to tell you something. In my entire lifetime, I have never seen so many Nazi salutes. The Jewish students were energetically giving the Nazi salutes over and over again. And I was with a friend of mine who turned to me and he said, you must feel right at home. And I turned to him and I said, this is one of the most fascinating things I have ever seen in my life. I was still relatively young then, ladies and gentlemen. I was about, 22, 23 years old, and now I'm going to be 49. And I want to tell you, that still remains one of the most fascinating things I've ever seen in my life. Young American Jews energetically, enthusiastically, with fervor, with passion, giving the famed Nazi salute. Think about the ramifications of that. I hear some of you saying, come on, Piper, it was just a bunch of drunks carrying on. No, it goes a little deeper than that. You had to see it. Because I guarantee you, if that were in any bar in the Midwest and they were non-Jewish students doing that, or it was a bar somewhere else in the South and they were non-Jewish students doing that, people would express horror, express shock. The Anti-Defamation League would be up in arms and saying that song shouldn't be played, and because it gives people the opportunity to give that horrible Nazi salute, if only in jest. There is a pathology there, folks. I don't know how to explain it myself, but I find it very, very interesting, needless to say. Oh, there's a lot to talk about here, folks. But I tell you what, I'm going to go to the phones here sooner than later tonight. I am a little tired, and that might give you the opportunity to speak out. So I'm going to go ahead and give our call-in number. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I would be particularly interested to hear from any of you who have any comments about my last night's extended exposition, so to speak, about Alan Keyes. In the meantime, we are going to be going to a break very shortly, but if you get your pen and paper out during the break, when we come back, I'm going to give you an address for a very interesting website that was brought to my attention just today by Carolyn Yeager, who has been a guest, a very popular guest, I might add, on this program. So get your pen and paper handy. When we come back, I'll give you that information. In the meantime, another little note as we close out here. The Stephen Roth Institute for the Study of Contemporary Anti-Semitism and Racism, whew, that's a mouthful, at Tel Aviv University, has said that a new survey shows that anti-Semitism rose sharply in early 2009 after a decrease in 2008. And they admit that it was the Israeli invasion of Gaza that caused this sharp rise in anti-Semitism. I wonder why. I guarantee you, folks, I'm going to do everything in my power to let as many people as possible know about what happened at the Gaza Zoo. They may not care about the poor Christian and Muslim Palestinians who were butchered by Israel, but there's a lot of people who will care about those animals. And every animal lover in America, with the possible exception of a few fundamentalist lunatics, every animal lover in America is going to be saying, to hell with Israel. It's about time. A lot of people should be saying that. They're going to join us in saying that, folks. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Get your pen and paper handy. I'm going to give you this address for this very interesting and provocative website. In the meantime, during the break, I just happened to glance over in my bookshelf, and here's a book entitled Schemes and Scams. You know, it's funny. I was just thinking the biggest scheme and the biggest scam, one of the biggest frauds ever, is the State of Israel. But that's not what this book is about. Although, as I say, that designation for that state is correct, and I don't say that lightly. The website I want to call your attention to is BritishReparations.org/. Let me get that straight. I may have screwed up here, folks, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. BritishReparations.org. Now, I'm going to read this to you because I just think it's they're singing my song. It's the International Coalition for British Reparations. Their slogan is "People, the world, it's time to get paid." Is this for real? They say yes. Any student of world history will tell you that if you had to pick a single nation to pin all the world's troubles on, Britain is far away the obvious choice. There is plenty of precedent of countries paying off their victims in cash. The Nazis had to pay off the Jews. The U.S. government has settled with many Indian tribes, offering them land, lucrative casino rights, and in some cases, cash. We, the International Coalition for British Reparations, are asking that the greatest criminal nation on earth, the British, pay up as well. I would parenthetically say that I think probably Israel should be ranked as the greatest criminal nation on earth, but Britain certainly is right up there. In any case, they say, why Britain? Aren't there plenty of other countries that we could blame for the world's problems? Sure, Britain isn't behind all the world's problems, at least not directly. The old Soviet Union, for example, is estimated to be responsible for the deaths of tens of millions of its own citizens, to say nothing of the havoc its aggressive foreign policy wreaked abroad. But most of these deaths happened by way of prison camps, a British invention, or machine guns, another British invention. All roads of human suffering, particularly in the 20th century, lead back to Britain. Are you racists? They ask. No, we don't believe this is due to any inherent defect in the character of the British people. Stretching more than a millennium to the crowning of Alfred the Great in 871, the British monarchy is simply one of the oldest continuous governmental bodies on earth. For centuries, its power over its citizens was nearly absolute. By the dawn of the 20th century, it controlled nearly one-third of the globe. But while other totalitarian reigns have been put on trial and forced to make amends, the British crown has maintained its grip on power and so avoided being called to account for its numerous crimes against humanity. Well, it goes on and on in this vein, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to tell you, I just absolutely love it. I really urge you to check it out. Again, it's British Reparations, that's spelled REPARATIONS.org, and I think we have a forward slash there. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I hear my phone beeping, which means that I am going to have to switch to another telephone, so if you will bear with me. This will take a moment. And this is Michael Collins Piper, I hope, here with you, continuing. Maybe not as good a reception. Sorry about that. And if you can't hear me, I hope my producer will say something. Can you hear me? Okay, I guess you can hear me. forgive me, folks, if I'm... Can you hear me? Yeah, okay, folks. I was afraid I had cut myself off. Sorry about that. In any case, check out this website, BritishReparations.org. On another note, switching gears here, I must tell you that I came across in my files here today something very, very interesting in relation to the infamous, I shouldn't call it that. I should say the infamous Mark Weber and his destruction of the Institute for Historical Review. According to some figures that I scribbled down many, many years ago, and I mentioned this in passing, before Mark Weber took over the Institute for Historical Review, there were nearly 500 books and videos, different titles, mostly books, in stock at the Institute for Historical Review, some tremendous revisionist works that really are now out of print as a consequence of the fact that Mark Weber unloaded the entire inventory of the Institute for Historical Review. Now, what's interesting, folks, is according to this figure, which was provided to me by Mrs. Elizabeth Cardo, the wife of IHR founder Willis Cardo, Willis Cardo put up $650,000 to publish more than 130,000 books, like 500 different titles in multiple copies. There were 130,000 books in that inventory with a sale price value of $3,262,000. Now, this liar, Mark Weber, of course, claimed that Willis Cardo embezzled money from the IHR and that he never provided money from the now infamous Farrell estate in Switzerland toward the IHR. But in fact, yes, that is exactly what Willis Cardo did. He put up $650,000.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth. The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out.
What then?
Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, assuming there is anybody out there listening, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here at RepublicBroadcasting.org, reminding you that if you want to call in here, now is the time to do it, 800-313-9443. Because of my little phone problem there, I got a little bit scatterbrained, so to speak, and started talking right into the break. So I'm going to repeat what I was saying just so the message is clear, that Willis Cardo was responsible for putting nearly 500 titles of books and videos and pamphlets together, amounting to a total of 130,000 books that were in the inventory of the Institute for Historical Review. At the time, this criminal, Mark Weber, backed by his CIA and Mossad-connected handler, Andrew E. Allen, of Tiburon, California, at the time they took over the Institute for Historical Review, these 130,000 books that were in stock had a sale price value of $3,262,000. That's an extraordinary inventory, ladies and gentlemen, and Mark Weber sold it off at pennies on the dollar. For that crime alone, Mark Weber should be strung up by piano wire. Imagine that. That was the whole purpose of printing all those books, because the more books you print in a press run, the cheaper you get a price on it, and then that way you have an inventory that you can sell, and you have a constant flow of money coming in. But you see, the whole purpose, one of the purposes of destroying the Institute for Historical Review from within was to make sure that these books went down the classic Orwellian memory hole. And, of course, now those many of those wonderful books are out of print, and the copyrights are held by the Institute for Historical Review and this criminal Mark Weber, this criminal traitor Mark Weber, who is running the Institute for Historical Review. How many of you out there would like to have an inventory worth $3,262,000? I'll bet you a lot of people would. That's what happened, folks. Just another one of those little, sorry, little facts about what did happen to the Institute for Historical Review. I am waiting for your calls. The number here is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Otherwise, I'm going to start reading out of the Old Testament. No, even worse than that, I might start reading out of the Talmud. And this is a family show, ladies and gentlemen, so don't make me resort to the kind of vulgarisms that you get from Eric Hufschmidt to try to capture an audience, for God's sake. While I'm waiting for your calls, I will mention, coming back to our earlier topic, that Tom Newman, executive director of the Jewish Institute for National Security Affairs, his name is spelled N-E-U-M-A-N-N, he has a column this week in Washington Jewish Week saying, on nuclear Iran, waiting is not an option. Again and again and again, ladies and gentlemen, we are getting this refrain from these people. They are absolutely determined to get a war with Iran. The consequences of that war, I was going to say I shudder to think of it. That is just such an understatement. That is such an understatement that I just can't imagine. You know, God's chosen people do want a war over there. And it's a, you know, they're so insane, these self-styled chosen people. They're so insane that they just don't understand it. There's this group mentality. And you know, it's funny. Over the years, I've met some nice people who were Israelis. Very nice people. Nice people. I've known many nice Jewish people. I've done business with them time and time again. Really charming, wonderful people. I don't know what their views are. They may be hardline Zionists, maybe anti-Zionists. So when I have to talk about this insane country and these insane policies that we carry out in this country on behalf of that insane country overseas, I wish I could shake some of these Jewish folks and some of these Israelis and say, wake up before it's too late. Okay, well, you have responded to my calls for calls, and I will just say, make one more note. You know, I am of Irish, Dutch, German, and American Indian descent, and I have just arbitrarily decided here that those people who are of Irish, Dutch, German, and American Indian descent are God's chosen people. So the hell with the rest of you. Anyway, let's go to the calls. We have JG, I think that is, in California.
Hi, Michael.
Is that JG?
Yes.
Yeah, what's going on tonight?
Hi, Mike. I'm surprised you're still alive, Mike.
Well, there are many who would like to see me dead, but be that as it may. Mm-hmm.
Call me, Mike. I'll be there. Hey, Mike, I have that same problem Hitler had with his shoes all tied up in Nazis. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know that.
Why not?
I missed your show last night about Alan Keyes. I've got a Mormon friend that's just, he's so solid on Alan Keyes. And it never fails to see how people, as this other really nice, there's an African-American where I'm living here who thinks that as some of our talk show hosts and their researchers have found out that Obama's not a citizen, from what I gather their research shows, and I can believe it, that people cannot believe that these things that some of the patriot, as you call it, the independent movement, they'll get a leader out, just like the Klan is all often created by the FBI, those of us that have been in federal law enforcement. But I guess the question I want to ask you is, what was your primary message about Alan Keyes, you know, other than he
well,
may be...
Well, Alan Keyes has been, from the beginning of his career, a product of the Trotskyite neoconservatives.
Mm-hmm.
He started off as a college roommate of William Kristol, the son of Irving Kristol. It was William and Irving Kristol who pushed Alan Keyes through the ranks. They're the ones who introduced him to the right people. They're the ones who made Alan Keyes what Alan Keyes is today. He is totally beholden to these people. And as I said to Mark Glenn earlier this evening in a telephone conversation, I said this is one of the most classic hit-and-run operations that has ever been foisted on the self-styled patriot community in America. Patriots are tripping all over themselves over the intrigues of Alan Keyes. They think he is the greatest thing since, I guess I should say, pumpernickel bread. They are so excited about Alan Keyes. It's like it's a feel-good thing for them. You know, if they want to attack Obama, they can say, oh, well, you know, I'm not a racist. I support Alan Keyes, and Alan Keyes is a wonderful patriot. Alan Keyes is a shill for the organized Jewish community in America, and they are using Alan Keyes to try to infiltrate and take over the so-called patriot movement in this country. That's the bottom line of it right there.
What would be the evidence, Alan?
I'm sorry?
Mike, what would be the, I mean, how do you glean that? In other words, when I tell people this, or my friend, because he is such an eloquent speaker, and of course that's the whole idea of guerrilla warfare or propaganda, as Goebbels did, but, I mean, where do you glean your evidence?
Well, it's a matter of public record that the Kristol family, I mean, the horrible record of the Kristol family is an open book. I mean, there have been dozens now books written about the topic. I mean, you can get any number of books on the histories of neoconservatives. You do a simple search of Alan Keyes and William Kristol on the internet, and you will find, just as I said, they go back to having been college roommates. When Alan Keyes ran this phony Senate race in Maryland and raised tons and tons of money from conservatives all across the country, and then paid himself something like $6,000 or $8,000 a month in a salary from the campaign contribution, William Kristol was his campaign manager. That's how thick these guys are. Alan Keyes is in bed with the very people who misruled this country for the last 8 years. It's as simple as that. There's no mystery here. This is not something that's just floating around out there. These are the facts.
So I guess
and see
all you
people,
can do...
And what the problem is, you know, people, as I say, you say Alan Keyes is a good speaker. I've known a number of people who've heard him speak, and they say, oh, he's absolutely wonderful. He's a good this, and he's a good that. No, he's not.
Yeah, I guess it was that minister with Coral, out at Coral Gables, Florida, Dr. James Kennedy. I guess he done a number of speaking tours for... I'm sorry.
Hello?
No, I'm sorry, Mike. I hit my mute button accidentally.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You were saying something about James Kennedy.
Yeah, you know Dr. James Kennedy.
I know who he is, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he spoke on a DVD. Their people sent him a, you know, videoed him, DVD'd him, and had a fantastic DVD and a patriot speech. I guess he thought well of Alan Keyes, and I guess that goes to show you. I guess what bothers me is that it all gets a matter when you try to convince somebody of a particular fact, that I guess all it winds up is everything goes into that they're in denial. I guess as I have a family member about this whole conspiracy thing, that he was in politics, or ran, and he denies 9/11 the way it happened, and why would they want to do that? And you tell him, what are you afraid of? Or that, you know, and then he makes me be the nut, and I buy these things like I was brainwashed just for reading. But I guess there's no way out of it that...
I think we lost you again, JG.
No, I'm here.
There you go.
Either they're blinded or they're just completely in denial. I guess there's no way to argue about it, right, Michael? I guess
that is, unfortunately, you know, that is about what it comes down to. Yeah, people don't want to hear uncomfortable truth.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier to believe that Alan Keyes is this great patriot who's out there pointing out unpleasant truths, when in fact Alan Keyes is a garbage man. and as I say, this is you know, they put Alan Keyes into the he ran deliberately to undermine Pat Buchanan back when Pat Buchanan was competing in the Republican presidential primaries and really had a chance. And they put Alan Keyes into the race to undermine Pat Buchanan. At the same time Alan Keyes was running, he really was not going to go anywhere, but he cut into Buchanan's vote. This was at the same time that William Kristol, who has attended the Bilderberg meetings, William Kristol, his best friend, was savaging Pat Buchanan at every given opportunity. So, you know, these are just the historical facts. But like you say, you know, once people have made up their minds, they're not about to listen to anything I have to say, no matter how many facts, absolute facts that I can present. So that's the way it goes.
Yeah.
Anyway, JG, I got a lot of callers here. I appreciate your call. I have to move on. Let's go to Charles in Illinois.
Hello, Michael.
Yeah, hi, Charles.
Well, I really enjoy your shows, and I enjoyed your talk yesterday about exposing William F. Buckley.
Oh, exactly.
And along the theme of, I would say, how the conservative movement has been derailed in the past, I guess my question is this. Could you offer some comments on one fellow, Dr. Revlo P. Oliver, who was contemporaneous with Buckley and others at some time, not necessarily tonight, but
I unfortunately never had the opportunity to meet Dr. Oliver. I've known a lot of people who did know him and know him well, and I absolutely love his writings. I think this guy, you'll recall, he got kicked out of the John Birch Society because Robert Welch, the head of the society, deemed Dr. Oliver to be quote-unquote anti-Semitic. And over the years, Dr. Oliver wrote some fantastic essays on a wide variety of topics, and I would have to say he's probably ranks up there as among my favorite writers. I may not agree with everything he says about everything, but he sure as hell says a lot of good things about a lot of things.
Okay, Mike, I just, you never hear anything about Dr. Oliver anymore. Of course, he passed away in 1994. But I agree. I think he's a giant.
I
did know Dr. Oliver.
You did?
Yes.
Oh, very interesting. And, you know, I would for those who have never heard of his name, his first name is his last name spelled backward, literally, Revlo P. Oliver. And I imagine if people do a Google search, they can probably find some of his writings on the internet. I would imagine they're up there somewhere. And
He has a website where you can download his speeches.
Oh, great. All right.
Which are inspirational.
I wasn't aware of that. Well, Charles, I appreciate your call. We are heading into the break here. We're going to go to New Hampshire with Adam. Adam, come on up, and we'll hold you over the break if necessary.
Hello, Michael.
How are you, Adam?
I'm well, thank you. Something you said earlier got my attention. It was the mention of that website about British reparations.
Right.
And that made me reminded me of a thought I had many years ago, maybe, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. I think I was in school and I was thinking about all the wars in the world and where they were, and I started noticing that it seemed as if every war was located on a border that the British had drawn.
I thought that's about interesting.
Iraq and Kuwait.
Absolutely.
Iraq and Iran. Israel and its neighbors. India and Pakistan.
Absolutely. The list goes on and on. I tell you what, Adam, we are going to break.
How many wars there would have been in the world if the British had not...
Adam, we're going to the break. If you would, hang on for the break. We'll bring it back up when we come back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to the break. Stay tuned.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Colin Pfeiffer here. We're wrapping up the hour. We have Adam from New Hampshire aboard with us, and Adam pointed out quite correctly that in his own observation, so many recent wars that we have fought, that have been fought, have been between nations that were basically set up by the British. And, you know, Adam, if you look at, go ahead, Adam, you were about to make a further point. Adam, are you there? I think maybe
I think Adam left us, but he made a very good point before he did leave us. All right, we have a minute or two left here. Guess what? There's Dave from Massachusetts. Dave, we'll squeeze you in here during this last moment or two.
Oh, hi, Mike. Thanks for taking my call again tonight. Hey, I've been meaning to tell you this for a while, Michael, but about a month or so ago, my subscription came due for Alex Jones and all that Prison Planet and all that stuff, but I didn't renew it, Michael. I can't with a clear conscience renew to Alex Jones when he doesn't keep his word about having you as a guest on the show to rebut.
I was disappointed about that. I was really looking forward to getting on there and talking about my book, Final Judgment, but evidently Alex really isn't interested in that. And, hey, it's his program. He's free to do what he wants to do.
Yeah, because, you know, we have to support each other, Michael. Because, you know, something I resent, Michael, I try not to let it bug me too much or whatever, but it's kind of a bone in my throat or whatever. But now the Jewish kid up in New Hampshire there, this Lee Rogers on Oracle Broadcasting, I was calling into his show, but I was very polite, and I thought I got along with Lee, and I sent him some books and everything. But I would show him how all the policies in the United States are the exact opposite of the Nazi policies, because he would be, on the Nazi takeover of America and everything, and I just, just explaining all the policies that are the exact opposite of the Nazi policies. But then, now here's this Jewish kid, he's up in New Hampshire in the Live Free or Die state, and I spent years, that's where me and my father used to hang out. That was my father's recreation area when he wasn't on duty with the Boston Fire Department. We'd head up to New Hampshire, Live Free or Die and everything. And then we built the house up there and everything. But now what, his whole system drops my calls, Michael, the Oracle Broadcasting system. So this Jewish kid, just because I disagree with him that the Nazis are taking over America and everything. Imagine him taking my rights away to free speech, and he's up there in the Live Free or Die state.
Well, you know, that sounds to me like something they always say the Nazis do.
Yeah, it's sickening. Now, another sickening thing, Michael, I have to tell you. On I'm not going to call it Easter Sunday. I'm going to call it Easter's Sunday. On Easter Sunday, that insane show came on, Michael. Now, that insane show that I've mentioned to you before on the History Channel, and I watched it very carefully this time, Michael, but it's how the Jews were crucified in Hitler's Nazi concentration camp. And this show says that the Jews suffered more than Jesus Christ. Because how the Nazis made the Jews suffer even more than our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was, the Nazis would not nail their feet. They hung them up and everything, but they wouldn't nail their feet. So that caused them to suffer even more than Jesus Christ, because their feet...
Well, you know, Dave, I hear the music coming up, but I'll say this much. There's one word to describe what you have just told us that they were saying, and that's called chutzpah. Thanks for your call, Dave. Apologies to those callers we couldn't bring up. We are wrapping up the hour here, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow night. With recent